Blog Talk Radio.
Our guest today is Andy Pratt. Andy, welcome
Hello,
to the show.
Hello, everybody. Hi.
Yay. Hi, Andy.
Great.
Hi.
Are you still in the mosh pit with us?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rick.
No, I was just going to say it's such a treat and an honor to have you on the show, Andy.
Oh, thank you very much. Nice to get
you. You have an incredible repertoire of songs that you've written. You're quite the prolific songwriter.
Yes, that's true, but that's basically keeping at it for years.
Yeah, you have.
Yes.
Well, when you complete 27 or 28 albums, I think it's time to own up that you're a pro.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
You're the real deal, baby.
Thank you very much. All right. Nice to meet you all. All right.
Please don't get upset because when I'm a fan, I'm afraid I just let people know. I'm very interested. I'd love to talk to you about music for
okay.
a bit, if you wouldn't
All right.
mind.
Sure, go ahead.
That you had built a studio.
Yeah, that was years ago with a person named Bill Reisman, who's now dead. We had Angus Studio, and then they started calling it Anguish Studio because of things that happened. But it was a great creative time, yeah, like making that record all those years ago with John Nagy and all the people on it. It was really nice. I mean, you know, nowadays I drive out the Mass Turnpike and I see the Sheraton Hotel that was first there when I was driving out, and you see everything get older and fall apart and everything. But you have to do that, you know.
Yeah,
but,
I guess
that
it's,
was, yeah.
Please go ahead.
I was thinking about one thing. It's just one random thing in my career, but that's Arif Mardin, who's, you know who he is? He was a great producer. He produced Aretha Franklin and Boy
mm-hmm.
George and all these great people. And I grew up in Cambridge, Mass., which, you know, in Boston. In Boston, we have the Berklee School of Music. And and I had just done I don't know where it was, but I'm remembering that I was invited to go to meet Arif Mardin, and I was like 20-something, and I was amazed to meet this guy because he had done the Bee Gees, and he had done, you know, all this great stuff. Norah Jones, he did, you know, later and stuff. But, and so there's this guy sitting there, and he's real friendly, and I say to him, how did you do those Aretha records? How did you do that? And he goes, we just play the song over and over again until it sounds like a record. And it was like great. And I ended up working with him later, and you know, in the 70s, and doing 3 records.
Wow,
amazing. And at the time, Anthony Newley lived down this hall from him. You know, who was,
wow.
I think one of Bowie's inspirations.
One of the great West End show stars and movie stars. Yeah.
Yeah.
British.
Yeah, he's
and
the
David's
greatest.
Big inspiration. David was a huge Anthony Newley fan.
Yeah. I saw David in Madison Square Garden many years ago, and he was totally great. And he starts out the show going,
yes.
We like to warm up in Madison Square Garden. It was the coolest thing. But, yeah.
Oh, well, that's great and nice to hear. I'm glad that you have fond memories of the shows. They were always so much fun and so magnificent,
yeah.
And such...
yeah, he's a great inspiration.
Stage
to
management. I'm so sorry.
I said he's a great inspiration to us. What did you say, stage management? I don't know.
I just said that they were triumphs of stage management apart from anything else, because
yeah.
We always had such imagination and anticipation of what we could take on the road with us, and
yeah.
So it was. It was incredible. I always found that even as inspirational as the songs and the music, which, you know,
yeah.
Was pretty accessible. You could buy it or hear it on the radio. But to see the shows in those days before there was the facility of making a video of it, you know, or seeing it on cable channel.
Yeah.
We carted it around. And I'm happy to say that I think David had the same effect on the audiences that Lindsay Kemp has had, on the audiences that he entertained around the world, brought real magic.
Yeah, I mean, I think
experience.
He had such a big gift that it was like hard to handle or something. But yeah, he's amazing. Yeah, he was amazing.
So anyway, I just thought that it was very interesting that you would have gone ahead and built a studio, which is, well, I think
yeah,
about
well,
my friends in Michigan. SRC, the Scott Richardson case, and the Quackenbush boys, they built a studio too. Was that something that was a part of the 70s, do you think, Andy?
Well, the thing is,
the
thing is that what I've done in my life is just meet these people, and then they take it away, you know, like Reisman. I mean, you know, I was one of the investors or whatever, but all these people with ideas, so you get a bunch of people together, you get even more ideas, you know.
Absolutely.
And those were great times, I mean, recording that record and everything, yeah. Rick Schlosser was
well,
the drummer.
Well, you've just done so many amazing records. There's a particular one that I would love you to talk about before we play it, if you wouldn't mind. What about this track, which I find quite enchanting, All I Want Is You.
Oh yeah, that was one of the Arif records. That was like my touring band in those days. I toured the country for 2 years. And then of course careers can crash, you know. And so, but we did that song, and we used to close with it, and yeah, thank you. And it's amazing that it's all still up on the web now. You can just go back to it and hear it.
Would it be all right if I play it now? I love it so much, and I would love to share it with our audience if that's okay with you.
Sure, go ahead. That's great. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All I Want Is You, Andy Pratt.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Don't it make you wanna live?
Oh.
Oh, that's called,
Nope. I did it wrong. That's something. Yeah, no, it's not you. It's me. I messed
Don't it
up.
Make you wanna fight all the suffering you see? Some wars.
Okay, my fault. Sorry about that, everyone. We are going to play All I Want Is You because we set it up. And I didn't mean to interrupt that lovely tune, which we'll go back to.
Okay.
Oh, it's doing it again. Bad program. Okay, I'm not going to mess with this. We're going to talk. It's jumping up to the next track, and it makes me look silly. I don't like that.
Technology. Yes.
Okay. Would you talk to me a little bit about that, All I Want Is You, because it's so haunting. And who was the configuration? You said you closed with it every night on the
we used to rave it up on the tour. Yes.
That sounds so wonderful.
Thank you.
Andy, did you ever... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead,
what?
Rick.
No, I just wanted to ask Andy. Andy, did you ever have Buzzy Linhart in any of your bands?
Not Buzzy Linhart, no. There was a guy named Buzzy Apotheker who I kind of wrote that song about, but not Buzzy Linhart, no. But I know who he is, yeah.
Yeah, I had seen him in concert many, many years ago, and for some reason I thought you were there, but I may have been thinking otherwise.
Well, maybe he was on the same bill.
I might have met him once or something. He's kind of a wacky person, but yeah.
Yeah, nice songwriter, though.
Yeah, you did that Friends song and stuff, I know, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, that's the one that I always remember when I think of him. But let's play this song, which I seem to be able to play with no problem at all. Some Things Go On Forever. Now, Andy, would you set this one up for us, please?
Okay.
Waiting for the world to change. Don't you know?
Yeah, that was a song.
Just beautiful.
Oh, Andy, what a... Just beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm just... thank you so much for, you know, allowing us to play them on the show. I just sometimes when you're talking to someone as musically gifted and such a wonderful keyboard player as you are, it just doesn't do it justice without hearing all the wonderful songs you've written. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That was actually that first record produced by Arif. Yeah, that was, yeah.
Yeah,
amazing.
It's just lovely. And I'm so glad it illustrated what you were saying about Arif. I was not familiar with him. When you mentioned him, I realized there was a big gap in my musical library because I did not know that he had produced the Bee Gees. But then you seem to be also very international in your
thank you.
Musical
thank you.
Interest and where you've lived and how you relate to audiences. I hope that's a compliment because it's meant as a compliment.
Thank you. Thank you. No, it really sounds good. About that song, there was this guy, guitar player, Alice Cooper's main guitar player. What's it? Dick Wagner. He did that song.
Uh-huh.
He recovered that song.
Oh, it's lovely.
Thank you.
It's just beautiful. It takes my breath away each time I chose the ones that took my breath away because I.
Oh, thank you.
Wanted you to know that I cherished the fact that you had sent them, and I wanted to really listen up and try to choose things that were exciting for you to talk about, you know.
All right.
One of the things, as I was doing some research, Andy, that I was impressed with, I think you are the only person I've ever met who can play an accordion and a sitar.
yeah, that was on the, But, I mean, I love recording, you know, that's all. It's just like, you know, I like to do that, that's all.
So you play a wide variety of instruments.
Yes, but, I mean, not all of them well, yes, but yes.
It's one of the benefits of having a studio, though, isn't it, Andy? You're right. You see a new instrument and you think, I might just doodle around on that.
Yeah, I like to write in the studio.
Yeah, be the same. Yeah, it's fun for you guys when you've got a studio, even a rehearsal studio where you can collect instruments and record them. David had an old Revox down in the basement, and it was fun. You know, I would just laugh so hard I'd go down the stairs and they'd be like, Well, we can bounce another track off that. And they'd be, like, playing. And Tony Visconti would be there like, okay, I can do that. I know how to do that. And then they'd bring up a mix, and it was good. It sounded good for a four-track machine, you know, and I think it was cool.
Yeah, he's great.
Yes, you boys. Yes, it's nice. And you were right when you were talking about how all those different talents mix together. It's like it causes sparks. You're right. It makes the creativity exponential. It really does.
No, Andy, I just want to point out that Andy, you perform very frequently. It almost seems like almost nightly when you're up
like
to.
Go out and play. Yes, I love to. Yeah.
And you play all over the place.
Fabulous.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
No, it is. It's great. Alan Merrill is the only other person that I know who we've had on the show who performs, I think, as often as you. Isn't that what you said, Rick?
Well, yeah, I know that Andy performs a lot.
Right.
Excuse me.
Well, I like to perform, and the size of the audience is not what it once was, but I just, okay, fine, you know, I don't know.
I think, if I may, I'd like to read everyone a quote, which I was quite taken with. In 1976, Stephen Holden wrote in Rolling Stone, by reviving the dream of rock as an art and then reinventing it, Pratt has forever changed the face of rock. Now,
right.
It's a funny thing when people do exciting and interesting and different things.
Yes.
There are those who notice, you know, and who will capture exactly where and how you are going. As I was listening to your album, I felt like I was listening to pastiche surrealist piano parts.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Do you know what I mean? As if you wrote the melody in your vocal and you filled the rest in with this amazing arrangement of, now we know, because you've been so kind as to share with us your passion for all these other instruments, and Rick noticing what a multi-instrumentalist you are. I'd like to play Resolution if I could right now.
You get mad at me, 'cause I care what you think, and we won't do wrong. Keep it taking on that long. I won't stay this way, Mom. I'm gonna fight, I'm gonna win. Won't hold myself down anymore, and I won't turn away from a friend. No, 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 no.
Quite astonishing.
Hey.
Resolution.
Hey.
Hi.
As we were listening, I got a heads up that Gary Heffern is listening to our show. So I just want to say hello to Gary. And
hi, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
He's out there listening.
I want to ask you, Andy, if this is like, I know this is a bit sort of imaginative and a little bit wild, but I got the feeling after I'd done all the research that you kind of went away like a ninja to Europe.
Yes,
and you did all your stuff. And then you came back.
Right.
And in 2003, you just had a musical odyssey.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, it was, I was flabbergasted. I was looking at it. I was like, man, how cool is this?
Well, that's really good to hear. Because, yes?
Yes, please. I want to hear all about this.
Right. Well, it's my life. I don't know what to say. I grew up in a very wealthy family in Cambridge, Mass. My father was a headmaster of a school, and I had everything. I went to prep school and Harvard and all this stuff. And I was a radio addict. My aunt gave me this radio for Christmas as a kid, and I started listening to the radio when Buddy Holly was on the radio, you know. And so I had this whole sort of thing with the radio, and then when I got dropped from the music industry, it was like I was suicidal. It was such a loss. And there was a whole bunch of time when I was in Europe, and if like Paul McCartney or something would come on the radio, I'd close my ears. It would hurt me to hear it, you know, because it had been such a fickle friend, you know.
Right.
But I'm over that now. But it's really to rise and fall as a rock star is hard, you know.
I think you just became a more amazing and accomplished musician, sir.
Thank you.
I really do. I know the what you're talking about. Yeah, that's a definite emotion that one experiences of not being where you feel you should be. But, boy, the songs, the talent, the performance, the work ethic, you got it all in spades. You're the best.
When I'm doing it, you kind of lose yourself in it. But then, you know, everything takes money. Everything takes, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I don't want to complain because I actually have a good life, but you think, you know, when I was young, I thought that this would bring me friends, or I don't know what I thought, you know, I think I was crazy, but it brought me these wonderful, there's a song, the Greg Allman song, Melissa, you know that song? It tells the story of it, you know, it's like that, you know, it's okay. I just mean that it was a learning experience with some sorrow in it. That's all.
Mm. Yes, and I guess the best lives. Yes, you are. You're absolutely brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's just wonderful to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Could I play another track, only because I'm so enthusiastic?
Sure, play anything you want, yes.
Oh, you're so kind. I'm having the best time. You're so, so much.
Oh,
self-examination set to music, Andy Pratt.
Yes.
Inside
well,
Me
Wants
Out. Well,
that had great
out.
Musicians on it. Abe Laboriel and you know, play bass on that. Yeah. Thank you.
Fabulous.
Powerful.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Thank you.
Oh, I had written, fun in the first world was followed by the age of goodbye. Not just for dancing came next. In 2006, this Harvard literature graduate published his memoir, Shiver in the Night.
Yeah.
Now, what was that like, Andy, having changing from a musical delivery to a literary one? Though I know your degree is in literature, so.
Yes, I love reading in books, yes.
How did you, was it a change for you? Did it feel good to go to the word as opposed to the instruments? How was that?
Go to the word, what do you mean? I mean, like, when you...
Well, I mean, writing as opposed to just, you know, lyrics. I'm always trying to understand disciplines, how people's disciplines of either education or spirituality or, you know, whatever ones, the disciplines that motivate us. So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make the question convoluted. Forgive me.
No,
I just wondered if you enjoyed writing a book as much as making an album.
Well, I met this guy who was counseling me said you should write down, you've had so many experiences, you should, in order to kind of not be overwhelmed by the life you've had, you should like write it down. So I started writing it down. And then I actually went to this thing, Bennington Writing Program, and I had teachers, and I wrote, you know, and then I put it together. It was a lot of work in a way, and when you're writing a book, you've got to, and you go rewrite it. You got to make sure you don't make it worse when you rewrite it, you know. And so it was I guess a kind of a way to like witness or something, but it also was it's a therapeutic thing to do. To write songs,
yes,
and write
it is.
A book. And,
yeah. I thought that, but I haven't had a chance to read Shiver in the Night, so I'm excited and looking forward to it. I just wondered what that was like for you as a different type of discipline.
Well, it's on Amazon.
I'm sorry, Rick. What were you going to ask?
Actually,
I
was as you're talking, I was thinking, you know. Andy, you write music, you compose, you've written a book, and me being a visual artist, I have to ask, do you paint or draw?
I have done a little bit of sort of cartoon stuff. I used to love cartoons and stuff, you know, but I not like you, sir. I try, you know. It's like I'm trying to play sax now, and I'm not the greatest, you know, but I have a little more confidence in my ability to play music than to draw. But it's sort of the world beats you up, you know, when you're a public artist, and you get like, finds it difficult to just do things that you would just do, you know. Mm-hmm. For the pleasure of it, when there's always somebody saying that's not so good and I don't like that and me, you know, all that stuff. Yeah,
there are always critics.
Yes, I know. That's what they said at Bennington. It was good. The public artist gets rejection, indifference, and criticism. Yes.
Yep. Yeah, you got to kind of have to develop a pretty hard shell sometimes to deal with all that.
Yes, you do.
But it's, you know, it's all about expressing yourself, and you do such a wonderful job of it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's a funny thing, but it's the fact that I like my music, you know. I like to listen to my own music.
That's fantastic.
And I guess you like to look at your own pictures, right?
Well, when I'm drawing them, I do. Actually, you're not going to probably believe this, but I don't have any of my own work on my walls.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks good.
I think Angie has all my work on her walls.
Yeah, I do. I've got plenty. beautiful. Yeah, no, I know what you mean, though, Andy. It's true. The appreciation of something that you've composed and written, and when it satisfies you, it's wonderful
yeah.
to listen to it again. It's bloody marvelous. Listen, think,
yeah. Thank you.
I nailed it. Yes, and you did. 28 albums. You've been nailing it, brother.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I got a brand new song called The Fear Song, but okay, yeah. But okay.
The Fear Song, did you say?
Yes.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It's on the Bandcamp site.
This is
very tricky in this age of lawsuits in the music industry. It's
mm-hmm.
funny, I picked up the New York Times today, and there's a thing about Jay-Z and Timbaland, and it says that someone sued them, you know, for the using his lick in their rap song. And the story is they're in the studio, and they sent $100,000 to EMI, and I go, geez, I wish I had $100,000. I could just do stuff like that, you know. But it's like, and I'm on EMI too. You know, it's just interesting. I mean, you know, I think they're great and everything, but they're so rich, those people. But anyway, no problem. I don't know what I'm talking about. I just I find it interesting that some people have more money than other people or something. I don't know.
I find that interesting,
yeah.
too. Personally,
yeah,
interesting.
Well, I think the problem with it is, isn't it, is that if we all got the same amount, there'd be no motivation. But
yeah.
On the other hand, would it be so wrong if everyone could have enough to be comfortable? I mean,
yes.
You know, I don't know. I get exactly what you're saying. I think you were being very clear. You were just being gentle and hesitant because it's a subject that people are always afraid to talk about. And yet, why should we be embarrassed as artists to talk about our compensation? And yet we are.
Right. I don't know. It's just people react differently to things, you know. But yeah.
Yeah. No, I was right there with you. I understood exactly what you meant. Yes, it's a conundrum. It seems odd, you know. It's like
conundrum. Yeah, that's a good word.
Why
yeah.
would some people have so much and then others not have enough, and yet everyone could probably get together and enjoy working together if they were put in a place and motivated. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
But the talent and the ability is not lacking. It's just those
right.
different levels of compensation.
Okay. I don't know what that was, but okay.
It works
for
me.
You know what I have to say to you, Andy Pratt? All I want is you.
Okay. We found it. We found it. Okay. No, that's the other one again.
Oh, no, it didn't do it again. It won't play it.
You just
I'm
did
so
the other
sad.
Song for it.
Aww.
I know. It won't do it.
Well, somebody get that.
Hold on.
I wait.
That's it.
Shiver tonight.
Yep.
Will you break my heart? Well, now I've made you my whole life. Will you love me true? Don't want your pity. Don't want your charity. I've
Hello.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Wow. Mark Doyle on guitar. It's great.
Wow.
Oh, Andy, that is just a magnificent piece. All I Want Is You by Andy Pratt and Mark Doyle on guitar.
Awesome stuff. Just
thanks.
Really,
yeah.
Really great, Andy.
Thank you.
I'm going to continue reading this. Andy Pratt Loves You followed a cascade of music which started again in 2003 with Heaven and Earth, I'm All Right, Cover Me, New Resolutions, Andy Pratt Is Back, Andy Pratt Solo, Live at the Village Underground. In 2004, Age of Goodbye. In 2006, Andy released Runaway Heart. 2008, Masters of War. And in 2015, Do You Remember Me was his reintroduction to the music world and a great celebration for the fans who had held the flame of his talent so dear and were waiting for him to bestow the gift of his creativity again upon a willing public. Wow. I just wanted you to know how impressed I was.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
You going to play something from Andy Pratt Loves You? Did I send you that? I didn't send you that, right? Anyway, how long we got to go?
I don't think we've got
one.
But.
We don't have that CD, and I really wanted to play something, but I was frightened to take it, you know, off the internet or something and upset someone. I didn't quite know how to. I'm always
Andy,
trying to be very careful about the copyright.
Can
All
you
right.
tell us where we can get that album, Andy?
Well, it's on my website, andypratt.bandcamp.com.
Terrific.
Oh, cool.
And there's some videos. There's some videos from it on YouTube. Take It All Away is on there and stuff.
Oh, now I posted
Fantastic.
Those. Yeah, I posted those on my page and on the Angie Bowie Show page because
great.
I wanted folks to have a chance to, you know, enjoy all the wonderful stuff that you do.
Thank you.
So, oh, you're so welcome. Would you give us if you don't mind, if this is helpful to you, would you like to talk about some of the upcoming shows that you're doing?
The upcoming shows that I'm doing, I'm available for shows. Let me see if I have anything. I kind of go from thing to thing. I'm going to be playing in Philadelphia in February. So for Philly people, there's going to be four shows in Philadelphia that we're working on now. And right now I'm kind of writing and recording and that kind of stuff, but I am available for shows if anybody wants to help me get them. That'd
oh,
be great.
How fabulous. Well, that the Philadelphia thing is my mate Dennis down there who has the tattooed I always get the name of it wrong. It's a tattooed mama or something like that. And I do my book signings, and so, of course, I'll give him a heads up, and I'm sure that they're going to be out in force to support you. Philadelphia is such a great town, isn't it, for shows?
Yeah, I'll be playing there in February sometime, four shows, yeah.
Cool.
In February, I'll be playing there.
Great. So let me think, what else? Are there any other specific subjects that you would like to touch on or share with the audience about that we have not made a point of mentioning?
Well, everybody just has to keep going and not give up, you know, basically.
Yes, that's the truth, isn't it? We
yes.
just all have to do that.
Yes.
There is no other way.
Okay, people can just Google Andy Pratt, singer-songwriter, and get stuff if anybody wants to do that. And but I don't know.
Andy, you are most welcome to post anything on my page anytime if you choose to, you know, to promote your shows or your music, videos, whatever.
This is Rick talking?
Yep.
Hi, okay. All right. But
yep,
thanks for
welcome.
Having me. It was good to be on.
Oh, well,
it's been,
we're not letting you go. We just wanted
okay.
to make sure we gave you time in case you had something you needed to tell the audience about shows.
Andy
Let's
has
talk
you hostage.
About Avenging Annie.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Why don't you play Avenging Annie? Can you play that? That's the one
But I wanted to hear, would you talk to us about it a little bit? Tell us how this came about?
Well, in those days, I used to partake of the weed, and it's the story's there, you know, but I'll tell the story. Why not? It's an old story now. I was listening to the Byrds record, Sweetheart of the Rodeo. I was a Roger McGuinn fan, and the song Pretty Boy Floyd, about Woody Guthrie song, and I started playing that, and then it morphed into this kind of Bachian, classically kind of piano thing. And then I just sort of, the story, and it was the story of my first marriage and the wreck of my first marriage, you know.
Wow.
So
now, see, I didn't know
that.
Yeah, you just taught me something. You're so smart. I didn't know that. Let's hear it, because this is, of course, the most amazing song, Avenging Annie. What an incredible song.
Thank you. It's the one that's given me the most mileage in my career.
Well, you write such wonderful songs, and I'm so glad that there was one that was so enormous that was like your, you know, flagship.
Yes, that's the one, yes. It was on the radio for a while. It still gets played, but, you know, it's cool. It's great. I mean, you know, I you know.
I remember hearing it on WBCN when it first came out, and I was living in Wellesley, Mass. And my girlfriend at the time got to meet you somewhere at a record store or something, and I was so envious.
Oh, really? That was an amazing time. I mean, I tell about my book. I was driving around with the Columbia promo man in those days and stuff.
And here I am talking to you today. How wonderful.
Thank you. Well, nice talking to
Andy,
you, too.
Thank you so much. I can't tell you how much we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Thank you. I look forward to meeting you live. I hope maybe when I come up to New Hampshire to do book signings with Rick, maybe I'll get a chance to meet you. It would be wonderful.
That would be great. Yeah, I'd like to meet you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Andy.
Wonderful show, Rick.
This has been a real
Andy.
Pleasure.
Okay,
thank you
great.
So much,
well,
Andy, for being our guest.
Sure, no problem. I mean, thank you for doing it. I mean, I need the publicity. It's great. Okay,
thank
you very much.
Perhaps we'll have you on again
back.
Sometime. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay,
please.
Well, enjoy the day.
We would love
enjoy
that.
The day.
We'll get to play the later albums.
Okay.
Okay. That would be so neat. If you had the time, we would just love it.
All right. Well, this was good.
Yes.
Okay.
Many blessings to you, Andy.
The sun came out. That's nice.
Yes. And thank you again. It was just fantastic. I'm full of musical enthusiasm, having listened to you and heard how you brought all this music to the audience.
All right.
It's
well,
wonderful.
Well, great. It's great to be listened to. So thank you very much.
I started an illustration of you, Andy, but it didn't come out very good, so I have to redo one. So
all
I
right.
will do
so
it.
Then you have to come back for the show.
Okay. All right. Well, you all have a good day. I mean,
bye-bye.
Enjoy the day.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks. Okay, thanks. Have a good
bye-bye.
Day. Thanks very much. All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Thank you. Bye.
Wow, that was wonderful.
Yes.
That was really cool.
Yes.
I'm so glad
sure
that he came on. He is certainly so prolific and profound with his music. His music is incredible.
Yes, it really is. It's the full nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I'm going to bid you adieu, my friend, and thank you so much for introducing me to Andy Pratt and our audience.
Well, thank you, Angie, for everything you do. And as usual, this is such a pleasure being your co-host. I love it.
You make me shy, and you make me blush. Thank you so much, because I wouldn't get half as much pleasure if I didn't have you there as my... Yeah, really, it makes it like you got someone to talk to. You don't feel so lonely, and it's fabulous. And then you do all this amazing art. I mean, what's not to love about you, Big Daddy?
Well, I love being your straight man.
Yeah, like I'm the head girl at school, and you're the juggler.
Oh, man.
All right. Thank you so much, Rick.
You're
everybody,
welcome.
Thank you for joining us. And we love you a lot. You know that.
Yes, we do. Love
you,
Andy.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.